Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
And good afternoon, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. It is Marianne Niehaus, and this is the Tom Chenault Show, another Saturday edition, live 2 weeks in a row. Feeling pretty good about that, aren't we, Marianne?
Yeah, actually, I like it.
Holy moly. Just got done with a huge training, network marketing training here in Longmont, Colorado. If you've never been over here to our training center in Longmont, it's just about 50 miles north of Denver, and we have got it dialed in here. We've got every book on the planet, from GoPro to Let's Play Doctor to Plan C by Glenn Head to Edgy Conversations by Dan Waldschmidt, Greatest Networkers by John Milton Fogg. You name it, we've got it. How you doing, Marianne?
I'm doing great. You know what? We were packed today. It was standing room only out there.
Yeah, it's crazy. We do these trainings on a pretty regular basis, and we just try to teach the industry to be better. And that's kind of the crux of the first half of the show today. We are going to talk to a couple of guys from Australia. And the reason is because it is an international business. I mean, it's insanity how many people think that network marketing is only in the United States of America. And when the truth of the matter is, it is a worldwide phenomena, and people are grasping at it more every day. And I've got two people who are icons with me. One, Ken Smith. I've known him for 20 years, very, very long time, probably not quite that long. Incredible human being and a network marketer in his own right. Just a good man. I got a text from Craig Watton this morning that said, "I love Ken Smith." And I hear that everywhere I go. How are you, Ken Smith?
I am absolutely fantastic, mate. If I was any better, I'd be twins.
Okay, well, that is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful way to start this thing out. And Craig Watton is he's been around in Australia. I didn't even know about him until I got introduced to him by Rod Cook, the MLM watchdog. And Rod said, if you're going to Sydney, you need to sit down with this guy because he is the watchdog of Australia, New Zealand, Malaysia, Singapore. And if there's anybody who isn't on the take that will shoot from the hip, it's going to be Craig Watton. And so I met with him and his sidekick, Robert Schraff, or whatever his name is. And these guys were just really, really good guys. And they don't know, you know, they thought we just had breakfast, but I pretty much interviewed them. And what I was trying to figure out is whether or not they were on the take. And by that I mean I talked to so many people who are supposed journalists in network marketing that are on the take. So out of one side of their mouth, they are investigative reporters, and out of the other side of their mouth, they are paid consultants by companies. And what they don't do is distinguish between the two. So we are always left to our own devices to try to figure out if we're seeing an infomercial or we're seeing a news piece. And with Craig Watton, he will tell you that he is currently involved with Vima, building an organization over there. But that is the only perceived conflict of interest he might have. And I respect that. I tell people, you know, if you ask me about longevity, I'm probably going to tell you what I want you to hear. If you ask me about anything else, I'm probably going to tell you what you need to hear. So with that, Craig Watton, how are you, buddy?
Well, I'm fantastic. It's great to be on the show, Tom.
Well, it's great to have you, Craig. And you and Ken are old friends. I had no idea. I know you played golf and actually had a lot to do with Greg Norman in your past. And Craig, and Ken Smith's son, Andrew, is an accomplished golfer. And you were around that kid during his formative years, too. I didn't know you guys had gone so far back and had such big respect for one another. But what do you think about the network marketing world as it pertains to Australia and internationally these days?
Well, I think that now is probably the best time that I've seen in the network marketing industry. The global economic crisis and then what's happened around the world really does lend itself towards people in the network marketing industry doing well. With so many people that are looking for ways to make money right now, there is numerous good opportunities in the network marketing arena. And you mentioned, you know, that I'm involved with Beamer. That's one great company. You know, you're involved in Youngevity, another great company. And I think that there's a huge swing right now towards network marketing. People are moving towards companies that are stable, that have been around for a long time, that have got real products and services, and really solid corporate management teams. You know, if you're going to build a network, you need to make sure that you've got all of those foundations in place so that you can build something that's going to stand the test of time.
I agree with that. Ken Smith, your thoughts on that before I kind of drill into something here with Craig?
Yeah, look, I think exactly what Craig's saying. Yeah, you get a good company, you get a good with a good product, a good team, and you just go out there, and absolutely everything he's saying is 100% right. He is the watchdog, he is the guru out there, and he likes to see fair play, and he's a good guy. I've known him for a long, long time.
So there's a few problems in the network marketing world. And when I went down there, I went to court with Craig, and because I kept hearing about Lioness in the United States. And then I would hear a completely different story down in Australia about what was going on with Lioness. And so I didn't believe anybody. I didn't believe Craig, and I didn't believe Troy Dooley. And Troy Dooley told me that Lioness is not the same company in Australia and Austria as it is in the United States. And he represents Lioness USA, which is completely different from Lioness wherever it is, or something like that. I don't even know if he told me that or not, but it was close to that. And what I want to know, Craig, is since we went to that court hearing and we sat down with the people involved with that, and I saw the lawyers, I saw the country of Australia really getting ready to do some preemptive stuff. Has anything progressed on that whole front recently that I need to know about?
Well, from the time that we attended the federal court, which was about a few months ago now, this is a proceeding that is the largest proceeding that I've seen the Australian government take against a multi-level marketing company. I've been in the industry for 20 years. I was the very first member in Lioness in Australia. I was also the first appointed managing director of Lioness in Australia. And the Australian Consumer Competition Commission has commenced a proceeding against four of Lioness's companies, Lioness Australia, Lioness Asia, Lioness UK, and Lioness AG, which is the parent company in the UK, Europe. You know, Troy says that, you know, the United States company is a different company to the Australian company, but all of those companies are subsidiaries of the Lioness Europe company. And, you know, over the last 3 years, there's been a lot of controversy around Lioness. The first thing that came out was a matter that was in Austria, where Lioness was prosecuted on the grounds of making a public offer without a prospectus. And when Lioness were conducting their pre-launch in Australia, which started from around about August 2011, there was an enormous offer that was being made. And Lioness, through their pre-launching group, which were from the UK, were making an offer equal share of 1 million members that would be generated from advertising campaigns. That's caused a lot of controversy. That was not delivered. A lot of complaints have been to the authorities here. As a result, the Australian Consumer Competition Commission has commenced this proceeding, and mainly two grounds that they're looking at is that Lioness has operated a pyramid scheme, these are the allegations, and that Lioness engaged in referral selling.
Wow. And what do you think the resolution of all that is going to be? And are you just sour grapes? I mean, it sounds to me like you were in there, you got involved with them, you got pregnant, and the next thing you know, something went wrong and you were on the outs, and Lioness continued on, and now you're kind of mad at them. Did they do something egregious, or did they just fire you?
Well, you know, it's pretty obvious to me that the four-phase launch that Lioness was representing through their webinar presentations into the Australian market, which contained in phase three this advertising campaign, it seems pretty evident that at this time, when I was the managing director of Lioness, that in Austria, the Austrian company suffered a judgment against them on the grounds of making a public offer without a prospectus, which was in direct connection with offering members commissions from customers from his advertising campaigns. Directly after when I stood down from my position as managing director here, suddenly the representations changed and they weren't offering any customers anymore. So there's a lot of people that have paid money to Lioness at that time expecting to receive customers from the advertising campaigns, and it hasn't been honoured. So it's not me that has taken this action, it's the Australian government that's taken the action.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, I haven't seen in 20 years in the industry any multi-level marketing company where the government here has commenced a proceeding against four subsidiary companies at once.
Do you think they're going to lose, and do you think they deserve to lose, and do you think they deserve to get everything they're going to get?
I think that the Australian Consumer Competition Commission has taken the correct action, and I think that Lioness deserves to be prosecuted.
Wow. So what does that mean for Australia? What does that mean for your personal thoughts about network marketing? Are you sick of the profession because you just get sick of these companies coming in? And Ken, you can jump in here too. These companies coming into any market, whether it's the United States or anything, there's great companies and then there's cruddy companies. And are you Craig Watton, are you just sick and tired of being sick and tired of here and ready to just throw in the towel? Or do you think that there's good companies and people can get involved? Good companies, bad people, or bad people? I mean, what do you think?
Well, I think there are a number of good companies, and in particular, I think it's the product-based companies, companies that manufacture their own product. If you look at Vima as an example, there's a $150 million manufacturing facility. They manufacture their own brand. They own the infrastructure. They own the buildings. They own everything. So there's very little that can go wrong with a company that manufactures its own product and distributes that product to the network. When you look at a model like Lioness, it relies upon products and services from loyalty partners or loyalty merchants. So, you know, there's components there that they don't have control over. But, you know, I think that the opportunities in the network marketing industry right now are far greater than the opportunities when I came into the industry, which is in the mid-90s. Now you've got a number of good companies. Even people are generating multiple income streams from multiple companies at once, and I think that's a great thing because there's more security in that.
You don't think that companies can force you to stay with them, and they can, you know, these companies that are so really, really tough about people joining two companies, you're allergic to that too?
Well, no, I'm not allergic to it. I actually endorse it. I think that consumers should have those choices. And you know,
that's what I agree. That's what I said. All right, we're going to come back right after this. We've got a little bit of time left. I'm going to bring both of these guys back after the break. I'll bring in Jim Lupkin at the half hour. So, Jim, if you're holding, you're going to have to hold a little longer. I like these guys. I want to continue talking to them. We'll be right back.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking. Banking Cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co. By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
All right, we're back at Tom Chenault. This is Marianne Niehaus. It is Craig Watson. It is Ken Smith. Craig, we agreed with each other, right? It sounded like we had disagreed. These companies don't own distributors. You can join whatever company you want. You're obviously not allowed to go deep into your organization to try to pull people over to another organization, but this conversation about owning distributors is a bad idea, and you want to make sure that you're with a company that doesn't get preemptive about that. They don't own you, right?
Absolutely. I won't do business with companies that are anti-competitive. Look at what's happening in the industry right now. I've got an income from FEMA. I see that my friend Greg Norman has teamed up with Organo Gold. I have a downline with Organo Gold. I have an interest in a number of different network marketing companies. But you've got to keep it ethical. And, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with building multiple income streams. If you've got that much talent that you can do that and you create income streams, like Warren Buffett says, multiple income streams produce more financial security. I think it's the strongest way to go.
And what about you, Ken Smith? I know you've been in 15 million deals, too.
Yeah, look,
we might have lost him.
People own themselves, and even the upline doesn't own the downline. So to me, any competitive behavior and those sort of things are just not on. And people should be able to come and go as they like. And, people are attracted to the people they're working with. And then the company second. I don't know. That's always been my belief.
I'll give you that one. And inside of that, what else do you see as any other kind of warning signs in the profession that are really, I mean, obviously, Craig, you and I were talking earlier about just kind of being a little nervous about the industry going forward. What was that all about? Your point, you said, I may just get out of here because I'm sick of all this. So what does that mean?
Well, I think from the perspective of, being in corporate and working in that end of the industry, I like the security of owning my own company. For most of my years You know, I was a golf professional. I owned a golf retail business in Australia, 17 years running my own company. And I let that go and went into network marketing full time. And it's not as secure when you're somebody that's owned your own business. And I think that a person owns their own business sees a different sense of security to somebody that's in network marketing that thinks they own their own business. And like as Candace just talked about, people owning the downline, you really don't own anything when you're in a network marketing program. You've got an income. You really don't own a business. You're not a shareholder. You're not a director. So, you know, my point is, it's the income streams to be able to do whatever it is you want to do, which may even include setting up your own company.
Well, I respectfully disagree with that. I am in a position right now in my life, I don't think anybody owns their company. I don't think anybody's immune from anything. What I love about network marketing is if you do become a successful rep, you don't have the overhead and the payroll problems of a traditional business. You've got the same kind of responsibilities. You are not a board of director. You don't have the ability to be as much of a maverick as you might want. It's more like a franchise situation where you do have policies and procedures that you have to adhere to. But I'll tell you what, looking at the small business owners that I know that are successful against the network marketing professionals that I know that are successful, I wouldn't trade places with any of those small business owners because they might think they own those businesses with all their overhead and their employees and their inventories, but those small businesses own them. And, you were in the golf business for a reason and you got out for a reason. I don't know that you got out for because you were making $100 million a year or whatever it is, but having been around you, I know that you've got $100,000 a month talent in network marketing, and I can't fathom you diluting yourself with management responsibilities or money raising responsibilities that would take you away from the message that you need to put out to make sure that this industry stays viable and strong. So I'm not buying that you should get out of network marketing and go back and own a business just because you can have your own board of directors.
Well, I guess everybody sees it differently. I endorse network marketing. I think it's a great income opportunity for people. You know, and you and I know some. You know, there's people in the industry that are making $1 million a week. You know, you look at the top 100 income earners in the world. You've got guys up there like Alton Bugs, my friend Tom Alcazen, Dexter Yeager from Amway. There's a lot of great success stories in the network marketing industry. If you want to go that big, you can go that big. But I think that it's up to the individual what you want to do with the income.
Don't rip yourself off, Craig Watton. What's your email address quickly so people can find you if they want to talk to you? Fast.
Okay, you can find me at my website, which is craigwatton.com, and my email address and all my contact details on the contact us link.
CraigWatton.com. We're coming right back after this.
If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. 45. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
All right, we are back. It is Tom Chenault, and it is Marianne Niehaus, and we have got a guest with us I've wanted to interview for quite a while. A lot of my friends are interviewing him, and he is actually interviewing a lot of my friends. And he's just an interesting guy who has written a book on Facebook with a partner that is getting a lot of attention out there because it's actually creating some results for people. You want to probably buy this book. It is Network Marketing for Facebook by a guy named Jim Lepkin and a guy named Brian Carter. Brian is a keynote speaker, and he's been around in digital marketing and social media strategies forever. And Jim is just an expert in the social media world. And these guys are all over the place. You see them everywhere. They're commenting. They're walking their talk. And I think they know what they're doing. Marianne, every time I turn around, Facebook's like changing their algorithms. So sometimes I look at my Facebook wall and I don't recognize one friend of mine that's a friend of mine on Facebook because Facebook goofed something up. And then I don't see Art Jonak or Orrin Woodward or any of my buddies that I kind of interact with a lot. And I don't know what the heck I'm doing with Facebook. Do you have any? Are you kind of mystified too?
Well, yeah. I mean, I sometimes I feel like every time I go on there, they change something, and I'm trying to figure it all out again.
Yeah, and I hate it, and it's very frustrating for me. And people tell me that I'm pretty good at it, but I feel like I'm totally over my head, and that's why I wanted to talk to Jim. Jim, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on this show.
Well, we're happy to have you. Like I said before, a lot of people are talking to me about you, and I like people like you. And I want to hear, tell me, you know, your bio is a little short. Where do you have the chops to be able to even write a book about Facebook where somebody picking it up would say, man, this guy obviously has the knowledge to put into a book, and therefore I'm going to read it. So tell us a little bit more about you.
Definitely. Well, I got started as a distributor in network marketing in October 1995. So we're looking at about 20 years now. And I struggled for the first few months. I was living in a small coal town in Pennsylvania. And my librarian in high school taught us how to use the computer. And I started stumbling around on all these different groups and chat groups for AOL and Yahoo. And I started noticing that I could just connect to a lot more people in a shorter period of time. And in that company, I personally enrolled about 40 or so distributors, and I had a team of about 800. And after a few years, I went to college. And while I was in college, I got a phone call from a friend that was in that company, and he said to me, how would you like to work with Mark Yarnell? And I had Mark Yarnell's book at the time, and I said, I would love to work with him because there's definitely things I'm missing outside of social media that I don't get about network marketing. If Mark is willing to take me under his belt and just basically be there for me 24/7, I'll do this while I go to college and I had a full-time job. So I got on the phone with Mark. Mark and I chatted for the next 3 years. Tim and I would do three-ways together all the time. He would be up to 2 o'clock in the morning just teaching me about so many things that he learned in the new skin days. And, of course, you know, we lost him not too long ago, and that was a big loss for our industry. And that is where I had kind of like my blockbuster moment in network marketing because of everything that he taught me behind the scenes combined with social media. Between that, I did about, I think, 450 distributors I signed up in that particular company, generated millions in sales. It was an amazing time. And then for the last, I guess we're looking at about 12 or 13 years now, I was successful in one more company as a distributor. And then I trained or coached, helped many distributors in many, many different companies since, even building my own social network to compete against Facebook and MySpace back in 2006 to run in the number one social media agency for the state of Arizona. And then just recently, I came on the corporate side of network marketing for a company in Texas. And in 18 months, I was able to be part of that team and put together an impressive Facebook strategy. They did $70 million in 18 months. And I took everything that we achieved with that company, 4,000 to 45,000 distributors in 18 months, I put it into a case study. And I showed it to my friend Brian Carter. And I was excited to see what he thought about it because Brian does social media or keynote speaks for companies like NBC, Universal Studios, the United States Army. And then with all of his clients over the last 6 years, he's had a $1 million plus ad spend on Facebook ads. So this guy really knows his stuff outside of our profession. He took a look at the case study. He goes, Jim, these numbers are impressive as Apple, Starbucks on Facebook. We should write a book about this. And that's actually how the book came to be.
Wow. And so you've written this book, and it's just for anybody that wants. Is it about buying Facebook ads? Is it about increasing your presence? Give me a little bit of a snapshot of why people would buy the book.
The book is about relationships. So one of the things that I'll throw back with Mark Yarnell, you know, back in around 2002, Mark and I had a conversation. It was about midnight, and I remember because I was falling asleep, and Mark said to me, Jim, if somebody can figure out how to build relationships on the internet the right way, like we do in the offline world for the last 40 years, that person or that company can go out and build the biggest team or the biggest company in our profession. And that is exactly what the book is about. It's about building relationships through Facebook, and as of course, as you know, Tom, relationships are the key to our success in this industry. So the whole book is about building relationships. We don't teach Facebook ads in the book. It's something that does work for most of the people that join network marketing. We already have thousands and thousands of people that we've already connected to sometime in the past, as well as thousands more through mutual connections that Facebook is willing to put in front of us if we just take the time to do it. And so it's all about, how do you build a relationship on Facebook? How do you have access to an unlimited amount of people to introduce your product or business to? And I use the word unlimited because there's 1.4 billion people on Facebook. So unless you have the ability to build relationships with all 1.4 billion, it truly is unlimited because you'll never get through them all.
No question.
And building that relationship with them, constant stream of people to talk to about your business is priceless, and Facebook does that for you. And then, you know, how to convert them to a customer or a distributor. And then the last piece is how to retain them by actually creating culture on Facebook with your team so that people aren't quitting as fast. And that's what the book is about in a nutshell.
Cool. And at some point, are you talking to human beings, like on a telephone or on a text message or an email, or is this completely a virtual conversation that people are having out there?
That's actually a chapter that I put in the book. You know, you see, for me, I see a few different types of people these days. The first type are people that have been around what we do for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, and they don't get the internet. They don't get Facebook. They kind of see it as, it looks like it's just too much, not enough about relationships. Then you have these young guys that don't understand the concept of building relationships because they got involved in network marketing when all of this cool technology was going big, social media. So they're just focusing 100% of their time on Facebook. So one of the chapters in the book is you have to merge both of them. If you build your entire business on Facebook, you never go to a company convention. You never get on the phone with them. You never spend time with people face to face. Your business will grow, but it will only grow so much. If you combine the offline world with the online world, you're going to have amazing success. So I never promote Facebook 100%.
So when you went over to that company that you were alluding to, that you built $70 million in sales and nothing flat from the corporate side, they had no social media. Are they giving you credit for having brought in $70 million additional business, or are you just giving yourself the credit for that?
What I'm doing is I didn't do it on my own. It was a corporate effort. So it was Facebook. It was building a right culture in the field. It was a combination of all of us together that actually made it happen. What we did to help validate Facebook to know that it actually played a role in it is, you know, you use a third party vendor. We actually use a company called Brandwatch. They're a preferred vendor of Facebook. And at the time, we were able to validate that out. The top 100 companies in direct sales, according to the Direct Selling News magazine, this company was number one on Facebook for engagement. And they were far from number one in terms of total likes, like true engagement. They were number one out of all of them. And then the other thing is working with their key leaders. So the people that are at this opposition, we were able to show that a lot of people were just getting a lot more customers, a lot more distributors. What's interesting is there's companies now that are popping up that are vendors of our profession that are able to track sales that are coming from Facebook. So it's going to be exciting to take one of those. That's something I'm working on behind the scenes with this one company is we take that technology, infuse it into a company, and they already been running some test batches with companies like New Skin and some of their other big partners, and they're able to actually track the bottom line numbers, which I'm sure would get any executive excited. But the $70 million, the Facebook played a huge piece in it, but I would never take credit that I did it solely because Facebook doesn't work like that.
Why did you leave?
Great question. I left because the company is based in Houston, Texas. It was for a personal reason. I left to go back to Pennsylvania. My grandmother was very sick, and the owner of that company is an amazing man. I think he's fantastic. and he allowed me to work from home. So I went back to Pennsylvania. I got to spend the last 5 months of my grandmother's life with her, and it was the best decision I ever made in business to leave the corporate office in Texas, go to PA. Seeing her pass, and at the same time, my wife was pregnant, and our son was born about 6 months later. When he was born, I got a choice. The company launched in, I think it was 3 or 4 countries at the time. And I had to relocate back to Texas in order to build out a social media team in-house to represent each of those countries. And after seeing my grandmother pass, it really made me kind of wake up and realize how business-focused I have been the last 20 years. And I decided to resign from the company and allow my son to spend time with his grandparents. And I'm still very good friends with everyone over there, but that was the best business decision I made.
Is your focal point going to be what over the next 5 years then? Is it going to be getting this book out there, or are you going to continue coaching? Are you going to build another company? What are you going to do?
The next 5 years, my goal is to even the playing field for distributors in all respectable companies by allowing them to use Facebook.
Sweet. All right, we're going to take a break. We got time right after that to talk a little more. So you stick around. I like this guy. His name is Jim Lupkin. We didn't pre-answer these questions, so he had no idea where I was coming from, and I think he has done a great job. We're coming back right after this. Buy that book.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Farmers keep their livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Avoid 900 different diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients. Check out sonsoflibertyteam.com, order your Healthy Start Pack, and get your 90 for life, or call 855-301-TEAM. Essential, not optional. 90 for life at sonsoflibertyteam.com, or 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact of the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Alright, we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It is the Tom Chenault Show. Hopefully you enjoyed Craig Watson earlier. And now we're talking about this terrific book that I want you to buy. It's not a big book. It's going to be something you can read. You can use it as a textbook. It's called Network Marketing for Facebook. Where's the best way to buy it, James? You want to buy it directly from you? You want them to go to a website? Do you want them to go to Amazon?
They can go to Network Marketing for socialmedia.com, and it's FOR, so Network Marketing for socialmedia.com.
That's the best place for them to buy it. So Network Marketing, we're going to throw that up on the web right now. Network Marketing for socialmedia.com. I am interested in this. I think you're 100% right. I slop around on Facebook, and I know with these data analytics going on out there and what the smart guys are really doing under the covers, that I, especially with how much reach I've got, I know I am doing an abysmal job of monetizing that. And that's probably everybody, right?
I would guess 99% of people.
So step one, buy the book, obviously. Step two, get a coach on this, or step two, somebody could really get 25 or 50% up to speed by reading the book?
You know what? The book is a no-fluff book. It's very factual, very step-driven. So I think a lot of people will get an incredible amount of value from the book. We do have a members area online with sets of videos that basically bring the book to life. So, for example, a lot of people will get on Facebook, spend 2 hours on Facebook, and not really get anything done. So in the video, in the book, we talk about friend lists. In the videos, we actually show them how to create their friend list on Facebook so they can, you know, kind of bring it together visually and through the book. So between the videos and the book, I think a majority of people are really going to get it. And then if those want group coaching or one-on-one coaching, we're definitely there for them. But I'm of a person, you know, when I came into this profession, my family was on welfare. I didn't have any money, and I wanted to create something where every single person in this profession could afford it. And that's why I say do the book and video. It's crazy inexpensive. It's like $10, $20. And if you need something more, let's talk. But try that first.
What's that website one more time so Marianne can put it up?
Network Marketing for socialmedia.com, and it's FOR.
Network Marketing for socialmedia.com.
Okay.
It's here's the deal, everybody. You're living on Facebook. We know that. You're afraid to pick up the phone. We know that. You're probably afraid to really engage people on Facebook because you don't know who's on the other side of it. What Jim's book's going to do is give you a chance to learn how to develop the relationships and turn those relationships into something that you can do something with. It might be friendships. It might be business relationships. But you have got to do this if you're going to be ahead of the power curve over the next 10 years. Right now, Facebook is what it is, but you believe wholeheartedly it's here to stay, and it's just going to become more of a behemoth, right, Jim?
Yes, I don't think it's going to disappear because it's not about technology. It's about the underlying behavior of the human being. We all want to be connected, and Facebook connects the world. Mark Zuckerberg got an offer for $1 billion. He got an offer for $3 or $4 billion. He turned down both offers, and now he has one of the biggest companies in the world because the guy leads with his passion to connect the world. And connecting the world gives network marketers a ridiculously huge opportunity to build teams in any country from the comfort of their own home and connect with people in their own backyard.
Now, does your book teach you people how to zero in on specific geographical areas and all that stuff or not?
It definitely does. And the techie word for it is called graph search, which is what Facebook calls it. And we show you how to target into people in your local town, across the country, or in another country.
And last question around that. If somebody bought your book and really decided to engage, I mean, like they said, okay, I'm going to read this thing like a textbook. I'm going to play this at 10,000 miles an hour. I bought the book for $20. Now to really take this thing to the next level, do I need to spend $500, $1,000, $5,000, $50,000, or are they going to be really cooking with gas for under $1,000?
Well, you're going to be even more impressed based on what you just said. The book, you can get on Amazon digital for, I think it's $4.99 or $5.99. You get the paperback for like $8 or $12. And then the videos is $1 for your first month. And then after that, you can pay a whole year in advance. It's only $10 a month, or month to month, it's only $15. So you are way below $1,000. And I bet you a lot of people will have a lot of success just with that without even going to our coaching.
Wow. And so I knew the answers to all that, by the way. So I'd been through it, and I want to, you know, I just want people to understand that you and your partner, Brian Carter, are not trying to pick their pockets. And you're not trying, I've tried to suck you in to try to pull people into a coaching thing for some money and all kinds of stuff. And I knew you weren't going to let that happen. I mean, who you are is educating the planet, not just the rich planet, not just the people with a bunch of dough. These people are the real deal. And for no money, literally nothing, you're able to get yourself a toehold into this phenomenon called Facebook. And I'll tell you, it is unbelievable. And if you're on the leading edge of that, that's what I can ask you. As if somebody does decide to become a protege of yours, are you guys going to be updating the book or updating something in order to keep up with the various iterations of Facebook that keep coming at us?
Yes, we are. In the future, we'll be coming out with more books. Every book will have a video series to go along with it. So right now, the book and videos that they have access to at this moment is the foundation of being successful on Facebook.
We got to go, Jim. I love you. Thank you so much for coming on. Buy the book, everybody. See you.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99. And there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com.